Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like those sheikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all seeking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Christopher Gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot. Me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? There'll be many of you now. Do you really think they're ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This is the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane, like we are to blame for society's pain, like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see twilight land gleaming
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Every voice and sing, till I didn't ever ring. Ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoices rise high. Burning the loud as the orgia.
Mm-hmm. Microphone check, 1, 2, what is it? You're tuning into Blog Talk Radio. This is your boy, Jimmy Lee Tillman. I'd like to thank those who just tuned in from the Barber Zone, checking us out. Open line Monday. And we're going to deal with a whole range of topics today. First of all, we're going to deal with that JJJ stuff. And you know how I feel about that. We're also going to talk about what's going on in the news, everybody. Dig it. Now, I like when my predictions come true. I figure in the age of Obama, really, I know y'all think I'll be an Obama basher and all like that. But real talk, I knew in the days of Obama we'll be seeing miracles and wonderful things to come. The FDA approves the first drug shown to reduce the risk of AIDS infection. We're going to be dealing with that today. Monica. What's up with the Egyptian Brotherhood screaming Monica to our Secretary of State? Throwing shoes out of tomatoes. Got another zombie attack, everybody. I think this is Sacramento. Another zombie attack. Going to deal with that. Syria talking about they're going to wait till November before they make any moves or do anything. We're going to deal with that also. But we're also going to deal with my man Jesse Jackson Jr. We're going to be just quoting. We're going to be dealing with his life and history during quotes that he said leading up to his probably his demise. First 15 minutes will be brought to you by Organa Gold Coffee. And let's go right into it. This is right here. this is on a white power, white pride webpage. This is back in December 16th, 2008, and they got this from political ticker blog, CNN.com. This is from CNN. Okay. Sources close to Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. told CNN Tuesday that the Illinois congressman has been supplying information regarding Governor Blagojevich to federal law enforcement officials since 2006. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr., who was cited in a criminal complaint against Rob Blagojevich, has been an informant for at least a decade with the U.S. Attorney's Office. Now, hear this out. Blagojevich got busted in 08. He's been supplying information since 06. But he's been an informant since, what, 98? Okay. The U.S. Attorney's Office has informed that the embattled governor of Illinois Representative Jesse Jackson Jr., who was cited in criminal complaint against Rod Blagojevich, has been an informant for at least a decade. That's 10 years, a decade with the U.S. Attorney's Office, and had informed on the embattled governor of Illinois, though not in the case currently under investigation. Jackson spokesman Kenneth Edmond told CNN Tuesday. In addition, two sources close to Jackson told CNN that the 2002 Blagojevich, then running for governor of Illinois, solicited a $25,000 campaign donation from Jackson, which he did not get. At that time, Jackson's wife, Sandy, was a candidate for the job of director of State Lottery Commission, a post she did not win. The sources said after Blagojevich took office in early 2003, he told Jackson something to the effect that, you see what $25,000 would have done? The sources said. In 2006, Jackson reported the incident, which he believed to have been an attempt at a shakedown, the sources said. The report, the sources said, came 3 years later because Jackson's memory was jogged by another case that the developer, Tony Resco's, whose fraud and corrupted trial included testimonies about $25,000 donations to Blagojevich. Jackson did not endorse Blagojevich in his initial campaign and tried to stay on the sidelines during the governor's reelection bid, one of the sources said. Blagojevich's office did not return for comment. Now, this is back in 2006. Basically, what this is saying, that my man was snitching, went wild for a decade. Now, this is Talk Left, the Political Crimes, this is another website. This is on December 17th, Wednesday, 2008. Jesse Jackson has been providing the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago with information about alleged bribery by Rob Blagojevich and details of meeting for months. Some call him an informant. Jackson rejects that label. I will ask this. If Jesse Jackson Jr. went to the feds to report what he perceived to be a personal bribe by Blagojevich, a scheme in which Jackson believed himself to be a victim, is that informing or reporting a crime? Ratting and snitching are done for personal benefits, either money, rewards, or leniency for one's own misdeeds, or for promises to lay off family members. Reporting a crime you witness without needing asking or receiving any personal gains in exchange for this information doesn't seem to fit the label. Snitching and ratting are bad. I don't think any site attacks the practice of government purchase testimony from the informants. Snitching and rats more than talk. Left talk, more talk, right talk. If we reduce the word informing to a level where we discourage citizens to reporting crime, they observe a crime in which they were being a victim but not a perpetrator and co-conspirator, the words will lose their meaning and power. I'd rather see the word, this is my man, Sean, I'd rather see the word snitch and rat reserved for those whom the government makes deals providing the rat with money or inducements like sentence, concessions, or immunity from prosecution. Now, the details aren't out yet on the extent of Jackson's involvement with the feds. We don't know his motives, whether his information was limited to events he witnessed. Did he go to the feds because he feared he had done something wrong, or because he was offered, the governor would try to bribe him? Perhaps investigation reporters can dig and determine whether Trey J, how you want to call him, also feared he had personal liabilities and wanted the government to give him a pass in exchange for his cooperation. He had no liability of his own, and he felt personally victimized by what perceived the criminal attempt to extortion. I think he, the tattler, in the classic formation, a snitch or a rat. That's about JJJ. Again, point I'm being is that it's 1998. For some unknown reason to us, this cat's been wearing a wire. This is coming from Chicago's News, bitch. This is Wednesday, December 17, 2008, titled Jesse Jackson Jr. Snitch. Well, the bench said recently, as did a lot of others, that U.S. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr.'s career was toast because the implications that he may be involved in the ongoing Blagojevich corruption scandal. Well, we were right, but accidentally and for the wrong reasons. Let me explain. On December 16, I wrote that Jackson is protesting his innocence just a little bit too much, and I stand on by what I say. However, I, nor you, knew that Jackson has been acting as an informant from the U.S. Attorney General's office. In other words, Jackson was narcissing and acting as an informant for the U.S. Attorney General's office. Now, Jackson was outing his colleagues. Now, I'm in favor of a guy risking his well-being to root out corruption. Did Jackson wear a wire? It's not exactly like he was spying on the mafia, but damn close. Rather than kill you outright, instead of smashing your kneecaps, Illinois Democrats do worse. They destroy your career and reputation, and thereby lives. Death is permanent, but relives your suffering. Your name is eternal besmirched. Excuse me, I'm sorry. death is permanent, but relies on your suffering. Democrats' grudge lasts forever, lingering on you for years and years until you die. And then after you die, your name is eternally besmirched. Assuming that Jackson was spying on fellow Democrats, why would he publicly blab about it? I mean, should you go to some kind of witness protection program? Should you go on some kind of witness protection program? Where is he at now, everybody? In my opinion, that's where he's at right now. He's in a witness protection program, and they're putting it under the story that he's some undisclosed location for mood swings. But anyway, so let's go back to the whole his career's toast thing. His career's burnt toast. Crispier than perceivedly thought. If Jackson is not shunned by fellow Democrats from this moment on, I'll be surprised. Can you imagine back then Mayor Daley even again confiding in him? Or Howard Dean, or Rahm Emanuel, or any other Democrat. Hey, Junior, they say with a squint eye and smirk, you wearing a wire? Maybe you ought to pat you down, you know. According to The Guardian, this is in the UK, in the last development, a spokesman for Jackson told the Associated Press in the last night, Jackson has been talking to federal investigators about his dealings with Gorgeous for the latest scandal. And he had told investigators about another alleged incident that predated the present scandal. Sources of The Guardian quoted in ABC 7 Chicago, which reported that since late summer, the congressman has worked with federal prosecutors informing on alleged Gorsuch administration scheme 2.5 years earlier. The meeting in June 2006 at a Gold Coast hotel included Congressman Jesse Jackson, the Gorsuch fundraiser, Tony Resco. Okay, but why was Jackson doing this? Two possible immediate comes to mind. First, that he's altruistically willing to risk his career in the Democratic Party to fight corruption. Two, that he might have been cooperating with the feds in order to take the heat off himself in a private deal. You know, like the mafias do when they know the game is over. And their only chance is to sell out their fellows. I'm not saying that, so the author said. I'm not saying that this is what Jackson was up to. But it's not outside the realm of possibilities. EbonyJet.com is even harsher on Jackson. Forgetting the moments that Representative JJJ odds, I can't be guilty because I'm a snitch defense. It's just bizarre. See, that was a defense. Check it out. I can't be guilty because I'm a snitch defense. It's bizarre addendum to an already bizarre case. Why is that? Nobody's talking about the real oddity here. Good question. Let me just ask more good questions. Emphasize added. Forgiveness, however, Bahulu about Blagojevich, Patrick Fitzgerald already said Jesse Jr. is not the subject of the investigation. So why is Jesse Jr. focusing on this so much and drawing attention to himself when he needs to be focusing on the serious career damaging issue posed by him by the questions above? What has he done or not achieved at consideration such as this? At least in the minds of colleagues during this tenure, this would warrant a complete lack of consideration such as this. Jackson Jr. is still protesting an awful lot for innocent man. Suddenly, after letting his reputation be ravaged nationwide for days, he revealed to a spokesman late that day that he's been a snitch for the Fed. Suddenly, without full explanation, we're supposed to just accept that and not ask why. It was a plan for the man. Suddenly, Jackson not only still looked like an idiot, he now looks like a foolish idiot that none of his mostly crooked fellows, party hacks, ever trust again. Repeat, Jesse Jackson career is toast. Pass in the jam. Jesse Jackson, you can't win for losing. You can't win for losing. Now, this was in 2008. But I'm just going on this little deal. I'm going to probably post this on the webpage about how this cat just been snitching for so long. Now, how can you say you're not guilty because you're a snitch? What type of defense you can have on for that? See, now, I'm going to say it again. The guy is in protective custody because you don't come out in public and say you're a snitch and everybody around you start going to jail. You see, when people start going to jail, and then that means, hold on, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? What's the problem here? See, but people somehow forgot about that's what happened, that he went to jail. I mean, excuse me, that he's been snitching. So, Jesse Jackson Jr., I'm going to go in there and play this cut for you right here. This is my man Kanye West right here. And this is coming from the Tillman family, homie. You know what I'm saying? This is coming from us. You know how we do it, half of those McCoys. You know, you get your mom out here. You get your mom out here crying on TV for you, boy. Come on, man. This is what everybody did shot. This is how we feel. You know how we do it.
Broad niggas, y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's Rand nigga, Ric Flair nigga, Woo! The power's in my hand nigga, Woo! I get this beat to tear nigga. Soho, a Tribeca, three hoes, trifecta, dope money, coke money, shoe blow, my wife's better, my pen's better, you don't write. Trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or cage vomit. Ungrateful niggas I don't like. Rah!
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
Sneak nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
This Chicago nigga.
Smile in my face is what I don't like. They see your whole sound, that's a sound bite. The media crucify me like they did Christ. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. A girl will run her mouth only out of spite. But I never hit a woman, never in my life. I was in too deep like Makai Fife. And that pussy so deep I could've drowned twice. Rose gold, Jesus peace with the brown ice. Eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dykes. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Suge Knight. Free Bump J, real nigga for life. Shout out to Derrick Rose, man that nigga nice. Shout out to L.E.P., J Boogie, right? Chief King Louie, this is Shy, right? Right?
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak this up, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like, don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Jump
like.
On the
fake Gucci, that's that shit I don't like. Smoking on the dope, higher than a bite. Don't knock me down, she gon' let me fight. I'm a soul star, that's that nigga that I like. I don't want relations, I just want one night. Cause a thirsty bitch, that's that shit that I don't like. I got tats up on my arm, cause this shit is life. And I splash on a bunch of clothes, cause I'm living life. I come up on the scene, and I'm still a light. Bitch, I'm how life, got me feeling right. Bitch, I'm Chief Keef, fuck who don't like. And bitch, we GBE, we just gon' sight. A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
We are not one in the same. Nigga, I'm fucking insane. Fuck is you saying? Yo ass been doing the same. Shit, not doing what you saying. Dang, I told your old bitch she was fucking the lane. Turn one hoe to a train. Blow, bling. My niggas holding that pain. I just hope you been praying. Bang, bang. Riding for my niggas in a slow life. High class, I'm just surrounded by these low lives. And I run this bitch like it's no light. Going hard the whole night, cause I ain't going back to my old life, I promise.
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
Sneak this up, that's that shit I don't like.
I done sold purple, I done sold white, running out of work, that's that shit I don't like. She never let me hit, blowing up my phone. That's that bitch I don't like. Nah, jean jacket with the sleeves cut. Put the pressure on them just when they think that I eased up. 30 for the Cuban, another 30 for the Jesus. Believe in ourselves when nobody else believed us. Suckers.
Fuck, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch, nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak, that's that shit I don't like.
Now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I don't do no harm. I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. I love you more each day, but the word got in my way. Oh, I meant you no harm, and I would die if you ever said goodbye. I love you. Meant to make you cry. You are the only one I'll ever love in my life.
Hold it. Can't do it. I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit man, bop, bop, bop it out of bebop, bop, bop, huh. Bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit man. Sound good, yeah. Saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
Yeah,
Yeah, the first 15 minutes was brought to you by Shauna Fletcher and the Jazz Cafe. Question. I would like, I'm going to try to play something right now. I want y'all to tell me, was Jesse Jackson crazy when he made this statement? This is coming from CNN. Let me make sure I got adequate volume on this. I ain't got no speaker system, so I'm running it straight from the computer. Let me know what y'all think about this. Let me know if y'all can hear it, too. Turn this up. Here we go.
Topping our political ticker right now. This is just coming into the Situation Room. A dramatic statement from Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. repudiating his father's crude remarks about Senator Barack Obama, remarks caught on an open microphone. In his statement, Congressman Jackson says, "I'm deeply outraged and disappointed in Reverend Jackson's reckless statements about Senator Barack Obama, his divisive and demeaning comments about the presumptive Democratic nominee, and I believe the next president of the United States, contradict his inspiring and courageous career." He then goes on to say this: "Reverend Jackson is my dad, and I'll always love him. He should know how hard that I've worked for the last year and a half as a national co-chair of Barack Obama's presidential campaign. So I thoroughly reject and repudiate his ugly rhetoric. He should keep hope alive in any personal attacks and insults to himself." An extraordinary statement coming in right now from Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. And also just coming into the Situation Room, for the first time we have a formal statement from the Obama campaign reacting to Reverend Jackson's comments. I'll read it to you. As someone who grew up without a father in the home, Senator Obama has spoken and written for many years about the issue of parental responsibility, including the importance of fathers participating in their children's lives. He also discusses our responsibility as a society to provide jobs, justice, and opportunity for all. He will continue to speak out about our responsibilities to ourselves and each other. And he, of course, accepts Sir Reverend Jackson's apology. That statement coming in from the Obama campaign spokesman, Bill Burton, also.
Now, I hope y'all heard that kind of real nice and good stuff like that. Now, was the man crazy when he made that statement of mood depression when he went against his father? See, here's the funny part. I understand where Jesse was coming, Junior was coming from with his father. See, it's difficult when you're in the limelight and you have a famous family, and sometimes your opinion might differ from your other people's opinions. They might come out and say one thing, you might come out and say another thing, or you come out and say something one day, and they come out and say something the other day, and then you have fractions looking at you and stuff like that. So it's easy to go from, it's easy to deal, you know, with seeing, you know, saying stuff like that, but the way the papers and everything are portraying it, they're portraying him as having something against his father. Now, I got another caller coming in. Hold tight, call. I got to run a commercial break for a second. I'm gonna read an article out of the Sun-Times that ran Sunday, which is a great article that they ran on him. And it, you know, kind of made me not want to do a show like this because I really felt for the guy. You know, I remember when he went on all that pressure. But then again, you know, he's a snitch, though. But, you know, but I do feel where he's coming from and the things he's going through. But I feel sorry that he has to come out here and put his mother out there like that and have her come out and have to apologize for him. What I'm going to do, I'm going to try to play that section also. Let me try to find that for y'all. I think I got that sound by Jimmy's Underground Radio Network, 347-838-9825.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors program. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Medrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Jesse Jackson Jr. in an emotional speech today discussing her son and his problems. Jacqueline Jackson asked the crowd at the annual Rainbow Push Coalition conference to pray for her son. Good evening. I'm Alan Kraszewski.
And I'm Cheryl Burton, and tonight for Kathy Brock. Jackson has been on medical leave for more than a month. Just 2 days ago, it was disclosed he is being treated for a mood disorder.
ABC 7 political reporter Charles Thomas joining us now with more about this tonight. Charles?
Alan, Cheryl, Jacqueline Jackson, Jesse Jackson Jr.'s mother, is the famous family's lowest profile member who had not been heard publicly since her son's medical leave was announced. Not only did she speak for the first time today, she said more about the situation than any other family member and how the Jacksons are coping with it.
He lives, King Jesus lives today.
The congressman's mother, appearing at the Rainbow Push Women's Luncheon that she founded 4 decades ago, said faith is holding the Jackson family together during Jesse Jr.'s bout with mental illness.
I want to encourage him to hold on. To hold on to God's unchanging hand, not this politics. See, I play politics. I don't live it.
Mrs. Jackson offered no clues to the whereabouts of her son, whose anonymous physician said in a statement Wednesday was under treatment for a mood disorder in an inpatient treatment facility.
My son is unwell, and he needs a moment to heal.
Mrs. Jackson, who will celebrate the 50th anniversary of her marriage to Jesse Sr. later this year, did offer a brief theory that her son's mental problems were rooted in his political disappointments, as she called them.
He thought he was going to be the senator. He thought he was going to have a chance to run for mayor. And young people don't bounce back with disappointment like me and my husband.
Mrs. Jackson compared her son's political aspirations, those higher offices, to illusions and trinkets dangled in the faces of many young people. Kathy Allen, Jacqueline said she was Cheryl Allen. Jacqueline Jackson said she was surprised at being asked to speak this afternoon. She said she was unprepared, and we presume all those remarks came from the heart. Well, emotional.
Normally, every year, she's part of the program every year. The one that she does speak every year at this program.
She said this year she was prepared. She didn't. She didn't know she'd have to speak.
Should mention, though, in particular today, if you're interested in seeing her entire remarks of Mrs. Jackson, we do have them on our website. That's NBC7Chicago.com, so you may want to check that out. Thanks,
Charles. Thank you, Charles. We have some breaking news to report from President Obama's Chicago headquarters. Alex Okrent, a staffer at the Obama for America campaign, has died after collapsing.
Okay, I got a chance to see that. I don't know if my speaker came out properly, so I hope I got a chance to hear that. How that went through. I got a caller. Call, let me bring this caller in. Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up? I kind of forgot what I wanted to say, man. Leave that poor man. Leave Jesse Jackson Jr. alone, man.
You know something? I'm on the fence. I swear to God, I swear to you right now. I'm on the fence.
What his mama just said. So his mama just said made a whole lot of sense. The man disappointed. He thought he was going to be a mayor. He thought he was going to have a Senate seat. I don't know what he do now. But he's disappointed, man. He need time to just relax, man. He needs time to talk it out.
You see, it's
you
funny.
You should be able to understand that. Now, when you lost and you had your dreams and hopes and things crushed, you had this talk show as an outlaw, as an outlet. He ain't got no outlet. So, therefore,
see,
he's in. Go ahead.
No. You are correct. See, because you know when you make moves, I take this. You might know this. You plan. When you plan to succeed, you also plan to fail. You also plan to cushion just in case the outcome is not always going your way. Even you play chess. Do you play chess?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, every move you make, you always got to have a backup move, a protectional move, just in case you go charging in for a blast. Well, if I can go in, yeah, I might get taken, but at least I can fall back on this. That's just life, like a chess game. But I'm going to go here. I understand what you just said. I understand what she just said. And they have an article I'm going to try to get in that they read on the Sun Times. I'm going to spend an hour, about 10 more minutes left, that they had on the Sun Times about the situation now. I you can never tell what a man's life is unless you walked in his shoes. That's a good quote of what someone says. And so I put the dude's shoes on, and I felt his pain. I felt really, I hate to say, I felt like a kindred spirit to him from December 08 until right now. You know, because, you know, I launched my political career the moment, you know, like a couple of months before he got caught up. You know, and I was going on a tremendous lot of stress, checking shit out, me being Republican, seeing how things were going on. He's going on with tremendous stress, fucking stuff, you know, whatever. Same back and forth. He come out one way, say one thing. His daddy come out one way, say another thing. I come out one way, say one thing. My mama's come out, say another thing. Understood the pressure. You know, it's almost coming to a snapping spot, but, you know, I had the most high to fall on. But I'm saying all that, understanding that. But I'm going to take back this and go to, if everybody really want to, he was going down, they can always go to the Ebony Jet back December 16th, 2008, and look at the defense the man tried to use.
weapons he tried to use was that I cannot be in trouble with Blagojevich. I can't be caught on tape because I'm an informant. I'm a snitch. Now, how can someone come out and say something like that? Now, I read an article. You can probably check it out if you ever Google Jesse Jackson Jr. Wears a Wire. It's about called Chicago News Bench. They came out with a real interesting comment. I'm gonna read it again. I don't know if you caught my show earlier. It's in, I'll just read one quick paragraph. In other words, Jesse Jackson, all of it. On December 16th, I wrote that Jesse Jackson is protesting his innocence just a little bit too much. I stand by that. However, I nor you knew that Jackson has been acting as an informant for the U.S. Attorney General's office. In other words, Jesse Jackson was narcissing out his colleagues. Now, I'm all in favor for a guy risking all his life, all his well-being, and rooting out corruption. Now, Jackson wear a wire? I'm not exactly sure. It's like spying on the mafia, but it's pretty damn close. Rather than kill you outright, instead of smashing it, you get the kneecaps. Illinois Democrats do worse. They destroy your career and reputation, and thereby lives. Death is permanent. Death is permanent. They rely on your suffering. Democrats' grudges last forever, lingering on for years and years until you die. And then after you die, they take your name and totally liberate it, diminish it. Assuming that Jackson was spying on fellow Democrats, why would he blab about that publicly, which he did? I mean, shouldn't he go in some kind of, man said in quotes, this is December 2008, man said, shouldn't he go in some type of witness protection program? Now, that's what he said back then. Now, the man came out saying that he's an informant, I'm wearing a wire. Now, one of his long-time fundraisers, Nayak, got arrested. And Nayak was the one that went off with the money to rob Blagojevich. Now, everybody said Jesse Jackson was not the target of the investigation. Patrick Fitzgerald said everybody close to the case said they was not looking at Jesse, just trying to get robbed Blagojevich. But now that Nayak got arrested, all his shops are closed down, all his Indian, because he's a medical practitioner. I guess he has some type of insurance scam where all these Indians getting paid off of people's, report their Medicare stuff, what have you. But anyway, all that money got shut down. And as soon as that man got arrested, he disappears. Now, they might put out this little story that it's mood. But I'm like the man said in 2008. If I came out and said, I'm working for the government, I'm spying on people, the first place I would rather go is witness protection. But it's difficult to put a sitting congressman or a public official in witness protection agency. And on one side of me saying, this is all some crafted-ass lie to make everybody feel sorry for him, because personally and legally, he has not said he had mood swings. His doctor has not really came out confirming. These are speculations, you know. His mama might have said something, but these are speculations. Today they said the man's in alcoholic rehab. It's not mood swings, you know, and stuff like that. But the point I'm coming at is, I feel that he's a witness protection agency because of his snitching. That's all I'm coming from.
Well, I look at it as you got to read the Family Medical Leave Act to actually know why. Okay, he has that right. He's seeing a psychiatrist. He has that right to do that. He's under continued medical care. He has the right to take off. Okay, and you can make claims about why he's taking off, but no one knows it but him and his psychiatrist. Okay. And it's good that he's wearing a wire. What you rather have corrupt politics? Somebody got to weed out the corruption. Are you saying that you rather have corrupt people in office?
No,
it's good that he's weeding them out. It's good that he root, because somebody has to do it. Now, if you was in office, you wouldn't root out. You wouldn't investigate corruption? You wouldn't expose corruption if you was in office?
Of course
would
I would.
Well, of course you would. So that means you would wear a wire also, because that's the only way to expose it.
Is that true? It's not that you can say I heard something. You cannot say, hey, man, somebody came and told me this. I'm going to the media right now and tell me what I just heard. You
know, you have
you
to get it on tape because you know how politics is.
I mean, the
WI closed doors.
The only way to read out corruption is front on it and just say, hey, this is what's going on, and that's how you can stop it. By wearing a wire, you're letting it lay low and going on and 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 on to build a big ass case.
No, it's opposite. Yeah. The way you just said it makes it go on and on and on by saying I'm going to confront it by saying,
hey, these guys over here robbing the pension board. Well, can you prove it? I'm telling you what's going on. Now, why don't y'all see our investigators right now and go through the books right now? Now, you go, damn, by saying that, they go to the books where they're going right there now. I ain't got to wait no while to get people that's caught up. Man, go to the books, you find that shit right there. That's how you can do it. You ain't got to sit here and wear a wire and say, hey, man, what about
so you don't think
that?
Nobody should be punished? What you're saying is they should be.
Let me go back to why I say it's dangerous for a second. Because I'm not going to sit here and argue on some old catch a kid stuff you're trying to play. Let me say why it's dangerous for a second. I want you to hear this. I'm quite sure you can understand this. Let me talk to your black. One second. I just can't talk to your black supremacy side for a minute. Now,
go ahead.
This is why this is dangerous. Now, ever since the 60s, J. Edgar Hoover, after he destroyed all our leaders, had a plan. And his plan that never again will the black masses rise up and take on that movement that they took. Now, from that point on, there have been dumping operations put inside our community to stabilize our community. Do you agree with that?
Go ahead.
I'm just saying to make sure we follow the right plan. Can we have some type of agreement that we are aware that the government has planted these so-called agents in our community to destabilize our community? Can we say that in an agreement?
It depends on what you mean by you say that, because I have no evidence of it, unless you're saying Jackson is one of those.
I have no evidence.
That's hearsay.
I'm not saying that. You're operating off of hearsay until someone's spreading gossip
and you believe it.
Allow me to finish, then you can jump on and say what
okay.
I'm saying. You know, see, you assume I'm going somewhere with it. You think you know my story. Like, see, if you allow me to finish, So I can say that by your response that you don't agree that they're agents in our community. You don't agree to that, right? Okay, I thought you were a black supremacist. I apologize.
It's not a problem. Have you ever seen an agent other than hearsay and speculation, other than someone hearsay? Oh, there's an agent. There's a boogeyman you need to worry about. No, you have not seen the one, but you're believing that it exists. Because someone told you.
Let me give you an example of an agent. An agent is a police officer that's selling drugs in your community. Yet you're a cop supposed to stop drugs, but yet you and our drugs sell our community to catch other people selling the community. You're doing more harm in our community than you stopping it. Just catch somebody or sell dope in our community.
Now that's a different thing. Are you saying agents were in the community?
What I'm coming from is destabilizing. What I'm saying is this. There are agents in our community. I'm not saying individuals. I'm saying agencies that the government put in. Now, if you understand that, hey, I'm sorry.
Okay. I would say someone told me that the FBI puts out agents to come into the neighborhood to see who will talk bad against the government and to get people come out to join those groups. Okay, someone told me that. That may be true. So what?
If someone told you that, you have no belief in that, then let me just run my stuff unabated I know it's going to be difficult for you to understand this now because I'm trying to go at. Now, for the people out there who probably understand it, I hope they can hear what I'm coming. Ever since, no hearsay, no speculation, I'm playing let's cover the dots. Let's carry the dots. Now, you can take the opposite side and ride hard of it and see what side you come out on, what have you. Evidentially, it's going to be difficult for you to comprehend because you don't believe that there's agents in our government and our community to stabilize them. So, basically.
Well, isn't that a good thing, Jim?
Since the Hoover Movement said, I'm not going to allow the teenage population to gather and multiply at any time. And any time the masses will come together, must do three things. cap it. First, we must make sure to get non-violence, and the third thing we must do is disperse it. Now, that was the Hoover plan from that point on. Now, all I'm saying is this, that government for many years have launched many operations throughout America. You might have Operation Black Hawk. You might have Operation Emergency Eagle. Right now you got Operation Fast and Furious. You had Operation Desert Storm. Some people say you even got Operation Push. Now the point I'm coming at saying is this. Now if everyone comes to you in discussing situations that are concerning Black America, and you are taking them back to the government, letting the government know what the blacks are performing and doing, and I say that you're an agent against the community, i.e., every time there is a gathering, be it Jenna, be it Zimmerman, be it anywhere, where there's a thousand and thousands of blacks marching, and the fervor is so hot out there, and it's ready to pop, they send in people in there, calm it down, say what we're going to do, we're going to have a meeting, then it's all over. What has happened is the riot has been destabilized, the energy has been squashed, there's a disbursement, now let's go about forgetting about it so we keep it moving on so blacks can never unite. Now how can they successfully do that? By forming a great operation to put it in the community and give you these leaders and pick your people and you entrust those people. But those people are reporting back to the government. Your mood is your operation. They tell everybody who to watch, who is what's going on, because everybody entrusts those people because they believe those people are right. So I'm going to come back on a break, and that's why I say that is dangerous. It ain't about individual. It's about what you're doing on where we got corruption. It's about people entrust you. They come to you, tell them there's something going on in the community, and we're going to have a sit-in. We're going to have a boycott. We're going to have a protest. We're going to have a march. The whole government knows it because of our leaders now. Don't work for us, they work for the federal government. I'll be back on a second break right here.
Fraud niggas, y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo shit, make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's Rand nigga. Woo! Ric Flair nigga. Woo! The power's in my hair nigga. Woo! I get this beat to tear nigga. Soho, a Tribeca, three hoes, Trifecta, dope money, coke money, shoe blow, my watch better, my things better, you don't write. Trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or cage vomit. Ungrateful niggas I don't like. Rah!
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Bang, bang.
Sneak nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
This Chicago, nigga. Smile in my face is what I don't like. They see your whole sound, that's a sound bite. The media crucify me like they did Christ. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. A girl will run her mouth only out of spite. But I never hit a woman, never in my life. I was in too deep like Makai Fife. And that pussy so deep I could've drowned twice. Rose gold, Jesus peace with the brown ice. Eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dyke. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Suge night. Free bump, Jay, real nigga for life. Shout out to Dead Rose, man, that nigga nice. Shout out to L.E.P., J. Boogie, right? Chief King Louie, this is Shy, right? Right?
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like. Sneak this up, that's that shit I don't like. Don't like, don't like. A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Jumped up on the
beat. Gucci, that's that shit I don't like. Smoking on his dope, higher than a fight. This bitch gon' knock me down, she gon' let me fight. Yeah.
We are not one and the same. Nigga, I'm fucking insane. Fuck is you saying? Yo ass been doing the same. Shit, not doing what you saying. Dang, I told your old bitch she was fucking the lane. Turn one hoe to a train. Blow, blang. My niggas holding that pain. I just hope you been praying. Bang, bang. Riding for my niggas in a slow life. High class, I'm just surrounded by these low lives. And I run this bitch like it's no light. Going hard the whole night, cause I ain't going back to my old life, I promise.
A fuck nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
A snitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
A bitch nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
Nah.
Sneak nigga, that's that shit I don't like.
I done sold purple, I done sold white, running out of work, that's that shit I don't like, she never let me hit,
nah.
She gave me dome twice, she blowing up my phone, that's that bitch I don't like, nah, jean jacket with the sleeves cut, put the pressure on them just when they think that I eased up, 30 for the cube, another 30 for the cheese, believing ourselves when nobody else believed us.
Yeah, that was Kanye to the Weezy. That's that shit I don't like, and they break it down, cause who likes a snitch? Who likes, I'm trying to bring you in right now, Carl, I'm having a little wear problem right here. I'm having a little hard time. Hold on for one more minute. I'm trying to bring you right in now. My stuff is calling back up. But the point I'm saying is, who likes all that? Go just cut your finger.
I'm forever excusing your intentions, and I give in to my pretending. Which forgive you each time without me knowing. They melt my heart to stone, and I hear your
words. Yeah, you make me do what I don't. In the underground radio, but yeah, I don't want to beat the cat to a dead horse. I'm going to try to ride this Negro all week long. Something come on out. Hey, so check this out. Real talk, since I know you're an Obamaite, you love Obama and stuff like that. This is what I was saying when I was riding hard with Obama back during his early campaign days, and my friends were laughing at me because of Hillary Clinton. Everybody was putting Hillary Clinton back in the day. I was like, nah, man, Obama become president, you're going to see a whole lot of shit. You ain't secure for AIDS. People laughed at me. Look, I was on the Kool-Aid that hard, you know what I'm saying, even though I can switch over real quick. But the FDA, Sean, you hit to this, approves first drug to prevent the HIV infection.
Yeah, I read that, man. Yeah.
Because
they know
about
China. They know China is in Africa healing people. You know, China's telling people what natural herbs can heal them. So of course the U.S. gonna be like, hey, we got to come in and act like we done solved the problem. They already had a cure. They just was going to hold back and only save it for themselves and their special friends. But now that China's about to expose all that stuff, it's been out. You can do it anyway. Now the U.S. want to appear on the forefront like we done discovered something. But I told you before, they already knew. They already been had the cure. Okay?
Look how long Magic been living. Look how long Magic been running around.
Yeah, they already been had the cure. Okay? So it's... What's that?
How long Magic been walking around?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's already been here. You can buy it in the grocery store. It's garlic, raw garlic. Not kills, viruses dead. They know that. 53 cents, 39 cents, you can buy that in the grocery store. Why would I tell you that when I could charge you $5,000 and $6,000 for a cocktail juice that don't even cure nothing? Okay, that just... Well, but anyway, hey, I want to talk on something right quick. I take offense to Kanye West's song, but I'm going to keep it like this. You don't like snitches. Maybe that's why the murder rate is so high in Chicago, 250. Maybe some people should start snitching, okay? That whole snitch stuff is stupid, man. You see what happened when... Okay, you got a high murder rate. Now, if people start telling on people, you'll get rid of all those murderers.
Well, you know,
okay?
Here's the funny part about it. Here's the funny part why he's saying that. Every murder you heard, every high-profile murder you heard, the funny part about it is the perpetrator's been caught. Somebody's snitching. Somebody's talking.
Okay, well, is that good or bad? That's in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, this one, huh?
All I'm saying is this. If I come to you, Sean, and confident, saying that if I can say to you I'm coming in because I believe in your sincerity, I tell you that, hey, Sean, we about to ride down here and have this sit-in because Johnny Jackson, he knows right. You know, why don't you be part of it? You be like, yeah, 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 and go tell the man that we about to run down there and sit down and make a sit-in. You all smile like you with me, what have you, but, you know, you working for the man to make sure our shit don't even jump off. You might be the one to say, put your hand in my pocket. You might be the one to throw the brick out. I mean, they
well,
got
are you come? Okay.
Right there. Not
well,
you, not thank you per se. I'm just saying, individuals.
No,
you know, I'm coming on the point of that, the destabilization. I mean, hey, this, because right now I'm about to have a block party on my block on the 28th because I had a neighbor across the street whose daughter got shut, you know, because they're trying to carjack right in front of the career. First time I had this crazy ass shit. Now she about to move. I'm about to have a block party to, you know, make sure the neighbors know what's going on and so we can all get along around here so we can have unite. Even the party's loving that neighbor like I love my loving myself. But no, because I'm like Zimmerman right now. I'm watching out. I'm out my window right now looking around. I'm on the phone calling. I see these cats running around his back. Nah, to me, oh, that's not snitching. That's me protecting my little block of neighborhood like that. I'm coming to you like that. I come to you with confidence. You wait right now. You work for the governor to tell me, you know, and hey, I'm not even asking you to do anything wrong. I'm like, man, hey, we about to run down here and do this, man. You know, I'm what you think you're my homeboy, whatever you. Think you down with the cause. Think you black power. Think you black movement. Not black power at all. You working for the same government that killed King. You working for the same government that killed McGavin. You're doing the same thing that been setting all our leaders up throughout the whole course of history. Same black guy that comes in, that stopped the Panthers, stopped SNCC, stopped SCLC, stopped Deacon's Defense, stopped the whole civil rights movement, stopped every little movement on back down to the Niagara movement, all the way back down to the NIA movement, the association movement with Marcus Garvey. So, but I'm just saying, and everyone knows that's what you don't do. You don't do that. You know, how can we get over when the ones we respect and admire are the ones that are holding us back? Zimmerman got out. Zimmerman right now is walking the street. Where is the outrage now? Why? It's been destabilized. Individuals have destabilized everybody, and now the man is walking around, and no one is outraged like they were before he was walking around me earlier. You know, everybody was mad on the streets earlier. They lock them up, send them back out. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Because why? They sent the leaders in to destabilize everybody so you won't be in outrage, won't be in a disruption. I told y'all back then, before August, you're going to be back out in the streets. Ain't nobody going to be saying nothing. And just like I said, it is July. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Nobody cares no more.
They send out agents to destabilize a potential violent situation. All right, violence means any innocent people going to get hurt. Babies, senior citizens, women, children, men, anybody that's innocent can get hurt. So, yeah, you're going to have people to come out for the government to do stuff like that. And watch certain people, okay?
Right.
Now, if someone was to come to you and say, hey, we're going to do a march down here. Wait a minute. Now if
all
you,
of Black America.
Now you said.
We're
going
to
right,
come
but
get you
to
march. Jesse Jackson, senior or junior. Any of these people come down there, I mean, listen, when Gen 6 rolled down, they didn't get no permission. It just popped up, everybody, let's get out of here, man, this shit is wrong. And then right when everybody's about to make a move, they send them in, they quiet them down.
Okay, what, make a move like what? Go hurt some people? Of course you need somebody.
Let me give you an example.
I know what you're saying. The government ain't worried about peaceful protesters, all right? They ain't worried. That's the least of their worries. If you peaceful, they ain't worried about you.
Let me give you an example. I said, during the Zimmerman trial, I said, these people right here,
need to go home because they've turned their aggression on the wrong spot. They're marching down on somebody who did his job and tried to get the man arrested. Gates said no. Instead of marching down on the district attorney or the state capitol, which would have been a peaceful protest, let the vote, let your elected officials know you pissed off, and the DA, because you let all these motherfuckers are have the answer to electric anyway, instead of going to them. You know, the leadership took them to the monkey route. You took the whole crowd and took them somewhere else for some bullshit instead of taking where the answers could have been heard properly in a just manner, which voters have the right to do. Go to your state capitol and say, this law is unjust. We don't like what's going on here. Or, hey, state attorney, we voted you. Hey, we're going to sit in your office till it's done here. Now, that's not even violent. That's going peaceful. But that's putting the pressure on the right people. Instead of putting the pressure on the right people, you go down to the wrong person who did his job. All I'm saying is your leaders came down and misdirected you and misguided you down the wrong path. That's what I'm talking about.
Those are the leaders. Those are the people who they elect leaders. Al Sharpton is not an elected leader, okay?
Keep that in mind.
Number one, your elected leaders are too scared to do anything in the first place. They have jobs to hold. You will never see an elected leader out there risking their job, okay? Now, these other leaders are not elected.
I don't know. I see Dorothy Tillman, a lady in Chicago, she do it all the time.
I don't know anything about that.
I know.
Okay?
I've seen people went out there and just like, hey, I'm out here doing it. I ain't seen Luis Gutierrez go protest on the Capitol for the Dream Act. I done seen him march down where I'm sitting in with illegal aliens. I done seen him do that too. That's Luis Gutierrez. What I'm saying, I done seen leaders go out there and do it. I done seen Barney Franks. Now some gay rights activists like, it ain't happening.
You said something earlier. If someone came to you in confidence and said, hey, man, we're going to go down and do a sit-in or whatever. Now, if you give somebody an inch, they take a foot. You give them a foot, they take a mile. You let somebody come to you being nice and knowing they have deceptive thoughts or whatever, they may end up getting you in some trouble, okay, when you go down and go with them in full confidence and you thinking they're doing one thing, but then they bringing out another thing. Another agenda. Yeah, you're right. You need to have somebody watching that. You need to have somebody observing that.
What I'm saying is that's all our leaders got assassinated. That's like King. That's we lost King. We lost McEvers.
Well, I mean, that's an opinion. Yeah, I hate when you do that, man. Because I'm coming from black supremacists and black nationalists. You know the first thing they'll say about King. They'll say that he was an agent. That's what they say. They say he was an agent. And this coming from them. I wasn't there, but this is coming from them. What they all say. They say he was an agent to destroy the black unity groups.
Well, the way he got killed was, inspired by, infiltration, all I'm saying. All I'm saying, Black Panther. Everybody got infiltrated. Everybody got moved on. Every black organization got infiltrated and moved on. All of them.
Operation
Push. Because it's an operation. It's an operation to watch the whole government, watch all black people.
Right now, all black America
in Chicago right now, let me tell you, black Chicago is just able to and as black America right now, there is no black Chicago. There's no black county. There's no black. So right now, there's two Indian senators. No black senators. Out of 460-something congressmen, only 43 are African-American. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, we got no power. We've been destabilized, so we won't have no power, so we won't make no decisions.
Well, who misled us? Okay, well, I ain't going in there.
It ain't about going. It's about that. If we are okay with allowing agents in our government to stabilize us so we won't get out, we can't blame the white man. Can't be naive, man.
I'm not. All I'm saying is Jesse Jackson, he did a good thing. He was exposing corruption in politics because all politics is done behind closed doors. Now that they know somebody may be behind them closed doors with them, telling on them, they're gonna keep things on the up and up. okay? We needed somebody like him to go in and expose that. Or else, or are you saying it was okay for Blagojevich or whatever his name is to sell the Senate seat? Are you saying that was cool? That was a cool thing to do?
He never sold the Senate seat. There's only one
you
person.
You were on the record. Jesse got
nobody,
it.
Nobody. Listen, how about this? The only person offering money for the seat was Jesse Jackson Jr. He said no. They said no, and the day he got arrested, and he tried to sell the seat. Nah.
No, I heard the tapes. Blagojevich was like, no, they think they're going to get this seat. They're going to pay me or something.
Anyway, it goes like this. The person who makes the offer is the person who did the crime. If you say, Jimmy,
well,
I'm going to offer you this much money, and I said, no, you should go to jail. You're going to jail because you're making a bribe. The person who makes the bribe is the guilty one.
No, but here's Blagojevich after he said no. That wasn't the guilt. The guilt was in after he said no. He came up and said, if you think you're going to get this Senate seat without me, without barely compensating me, you're crazy.
No, that was way back.
I'm only putting it in terms. I ain't saying the exact word that he said. But I heard the tapes.
He did tell Jesse Jackson that. And that was way back in 2006, before Barack Obama even thought about running for president. That was Jesse Jackson wanted his wife to be on the lottery commission right before Robert Gordon got elected again. He said, no. One of the matter is Jesse started winning a wire to get Robert Glover in that little scam again since 2006 to get him on tape saying money for this, money for that, because of that. But prior to 2006, while he was trying to investigate Robert Gordon, he'd been wearing a wire for a decade. Got elected in 1995, 1998, and wearing a wire for the government. What I'm saying is,
well, how come nobody wear a wire on daily, huh? How can we expose that, the corruption of that?
Everybody,
I agree
with you on that because I agree with you on that. Why does it stop right there? Why does it stop right there? Maybe daily wears a wire. Who knows? It got to be a reason why everybody around you go down, but you don't go down. You don't want making a deal, but I don't know. See, let me tell you
maybe
something
somebody
else.
Should have been wearing a wire on him.
Well, check this out. Well, they tried to get somebody by the name of Bill Beavers to wear a wire, and Bill Beavers came out and said, the government's trying to get me to wear a wire. I ain't wearing no wire. They want me to wear a wire on Bill Daley. Bill Daley is Richard Daley's brother. I told them, take this shit and shove it. I had to try and get me on tax evasion. He said, F them, and I'm telling y'all this right now. Wear wire here in the shy, you come up dead. That's all there is to it.
That's the problem with the shy. They're scared to be honest. And you need they're scared to be honest. That's why it's so much murder. They brought that up this weekend about Jesse Jackson running down to Trayvon Martin. But yeah, he's from Chicago, but he won't expose all the murder that's going on up there. That's because you ain't got no black people coming forward talking about who's doing the killings. And everybody knows somebody who's murdering somebody, but they live in fear.
Because those of you're so true. But now the government. Remember, I'm running attached with now the government. Rahm Emanuel has gave this gang group called Ceasefire $1 million to go into the community and get between these gang violence. They give the gang $1 million to go in the gang community to the high MO cop. Listen, you sound more conservative than I do. I have no disagreement with you on none of that. Let me ask you this question right here. How do you feel about your Secretary of State being scared at over there in Egypt?
What, Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Over there in Egypt? What you mean?
Start throwing shoes at her and start screaming, Monica, Monica.
What? I don't understand. I know she was over there and she's not sure. Which side this new Egypt she's going to be, I mean, how this new Egyptian government is going to take her, you know, are they going to want America involved in their business or not? Is that what you're saying?
They, also, well, you could say that, but the point I was coming at, was that they threw shoes, it was at her car today.
I don't know. I didn't see that. Well, She's in an Arab country.
And they start screaming, Monica, Monica, Monica.
I don't get it.
Monica Lewinsky.
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with Egypt. I don't know what they was yelling at for.
Right.
Or they
right,
were saying her husband was messing with somebody. What? I don't know.
But I think they was trying to say, hey, lady, who are you trying to come over here? And your man, I think they're trying to humiliate her. You know, throwing shoes.
Oh well, that's the prior U.S. government was supporting Mubarak, okay, and everything that he did. So they're angry at that. Okay, I understand that. Then they don't want her over there.
Right. I understand that, but don't you think that I just found it hilarious that thing on Monica.
Oh well, I'm quite sure she could care less. They thought that was hurting her, but that wasn't hurting her. That was not hurting her.
No, it's not hurting her, but they've never done that to Condoleezza Rice.
Well, Condoleezza Rice wasn't ever married.
No, I mean, they would not even know how America might have been.
When they threw shoes at George Bush, what you mean?
And I was very upset about that, too. That general, I put my mind, how you going to let the commander-in-chief go over there? Nobody stops that. Nobody stops that.
What?
Right, that man should be dead. That man should be dead. That man should have died. Right.
What
there.
Man should have died? Oh,
right.
The one that threw a shoe at Bush?
I mean, as soon as he pulled out, he should have been shot. As soon as he stood up. He should have been shot as soon as he stood up.
No, that was their country. That's
man,
their
no,
country. You can't.
Listen, it's the leader of the free world. Someone's standing up and about to launch something at them. My country is smutty, man. We had to deal with that shit later. How the hell you know that's a bomb or nothing like that? You don't even know.
Go ahead.
You know what I mean? Somebody stand up. Listen, no matter what, somebody should not be able to stand up. I mean, you can go, if somebody came up and stood up and threw some at a Russian person, a Russian prime minister, he came to the White House, we'd pop his ass too. So you have no idea what's going on right there. You know we got another zombie attack. It's funny how I get all these zombie attacks every week. Oh man, hey, I got a connection problem. Let me be right back.
Alright.
Forever excusing your intentions, and I give in to my pretending, which forgive you each time without me knowing. They melt my heart to stone. And I hear you.
Yeah, you make me suicidal. Women make me hate the night. Just to real is homicidal. Little killer, socialize. Bypass the friendly shit. Never like to socialize. Yeah, the mixtape is enough to turn you to a socialite. Up and down, up and down. I can't get the motion right. Trying to rock away with it. Life becomes so ocean like. Gotta show tomorrow. So the flag is happening tonight. Being soon too. If I can't go back to an open life. Now with life, I would love. Open mirrors, steady shoulder. Chasing you all through the day. My lonely nights are never sober. Looking for that bubble feeling. Never find it in a cola. Abusing prescriptions. Hoping happiness coming closer. I'm hopeful, but I know that the journey far from over. No pain, no gain. Hoping this pain will bring me closer. Dream about success. The thought is just so heavenly. Tonight I say a prayer. And I aim at where the heaven be is meant for me.
Shake it, girl, shake it on the floor. Shake it. What a drop.
it, girl, drop it on the floor. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Shake it, girl, shake it on the floor. What is drop? Pop it, girl, drop it on the floor. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. Get loose, rock. Get low, rock. They can't die, get hooked, man. Whether my shit tough like leather, rimmed out, no feather, no.
I'm gonna switch gears and listen. Half an hour I got. I'm trying to bring audio on it, but I can't get the audio on it. What do you know about the zombie attack?
Zombie attack. I heard it was another one. It was one in China.
Yeah,
bus driver start eating a woman's face. He was drunk.
That was in there. Everybody know how worldwide it goes. But here's one that happened. This happened. When was this day? This is Sacramento. 15, so this happened the other day. It's in Fair Oaks. In Fair Oaks, California. An elderly Fair Oaks woman murdered in her own home Sunday evening has been identified. The Sacramento County Coroner's webpage identified her as 79-year-old Carol Jane Sturgis. The suspect in her death was 32-year-old Moses Trotter. Now, Moses Trotter was naked and bloody when he was taken to custody outside Sturgis Olympic Way home in the evening.
Black man?
I ain't got to the picture yet. Deputies were first called to the area by a resident. And I know the lady, she got a dark tan. She a smile. She's very, the lady so far is very tan. Well, she might be a white lady, but very tan white lady. Deputies was first called to the area by residents reporting a man in his house in the 4900 blocks of Gurryland Way, according to Deputy Jason Ramos. Resident chased the suspect out of his house, and the suspect ran into the resident in the 78 block of the Olympic Way. Deputy arrived, Carter, who was naked and covered in blood, ran out of the Olympic Way home, quickly detained after a brief struggle. Inside the home, they found Sturgis dead. The detective said he showed obvious signs of trauma. Asked if Trotter was on drugs at the time, Sacramento County's Deputy James Ramos responded, he was exhibiting some unusual behavior. Pretty bizarre. Trotter was given a drug test. Apparently, for witness, the guy was kicking indoors around here, said neighbor Brendan Bloom. He went swimming in our neighbor's pool back here, broke the glass pane by the front door, broke another guy's house, was in the bathroom, just insane. Neighbor said Carlos Sturgis was dealing with some health issues and was known for taking care of cats in the neighborhood. Trotter's being held without bail in Sacramento County Jail on felony murder charges. Now, what do you think about that right there?
I still don't hear we ain't nobody. But what is odd is that he hopped in the swimming pool, took his clothes off. Whatever it is he was on made his body so hot he had to take his clothes off like all the rest of the zombies. They wanted to take their clothes off. Their body was heated up. The temperature was so hot. And it did something to their brain, okay?
What happened was I think he got caught before he got to the
that point. Right. The police got called in earlier when he's keeping one man, and they was pointing him out. He's down there. They just got to the house before the heat started. You know, they say it was covered with blood, you know, like that's the whole body's butt naked. The whole body, the blood, like that's a normal symptom. But, you know, they didn't say he had a knife or weapon on him, though.
I didn't say
that neither.
Okay, is he black?
He's a black man. Hey, Dan, we got another black man zombie attack for you.
Okay, now this is getting crazy. I think this is, what is it?
Gene or race
directed drugs to somebody's blood type or genetic makeup.
No, it's not. That's not what it is. Hey, everybody.
Dana.
Hey there. Look, I just came back from the Olympic game watching the USA play basketball. So I'm sorry I'm kind of late in the game, but I got to tell you, drugs don't discriminate. And anytime you got a drug that's discriminating, we call that in the Chi-Town a Mickey. So somebody riding around here flipping these brothers a Mickey so they can get on the news and come up with this bull crap to cause fear in the United States of America. That's all that is.
No, because it happened in China also. What I'm saying is certain people with certain genetic makeup react to these drugs in a certain way.
Well, do you think?
All right.
Well, my theory is this.
And when I looked on YouTube and seen China saying that they would attack the so-called Illuminati if these race-specific drugs start.
No, there's no such thing.
What do you mean there's no such thing?
There's no such thing because a drug, if you just look at chemically what drugs do to the body, first of all, the likelihood that you're going to have one person get drugged out on something a day is very slim. You know what I'm saying? Because the dope man, he don't care who they sell it to. So they don't give out 5, 10, 20, 30, 400, 500 a day if they can, as long as they can make a quick dollar. So the fact that you're only getting one story a day says that something else is going on.
Well, I ain't seen no other white people eat nobody. Okay.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
exactly. So whatever it is they're giving these people, it's causing them to lose their freaking mind.
But I think it is race specific because we have melanin and we can't tolerate much liquor as Caucasians, right? Because their body lacks that ether or whatever, and so they can drink all day, whereas we can't, right?
But
it's,
African Americans aren't the only ones that have melanin, so that's true.
But I do believe there are drugs that can affect certain types of people at a certain rate, a certain
and
way.
And they all do the same thing. You know, when people use drugs, you got people that use crystal meth and go out of their mind, and you got some people that use crystal meth, and then you know they stay screwed up for the rest of their lives, and you got people that keep on using, and then, you know, yeah, they screwed up. But they ain't get ready to die like some of the others. So you tell me, why is it that all of a sudden all these black men, okay, so I guess it ain't even affecting the women, all of a sudden these black men are now becoming cannibals? It's not, so what is it? The women don't have the same melanin?
Yes, they are.
Somebody's
no,
doing something to black men in the United States of America. That's what it is.
Every time they catch a woman, it's
the cannibalistic activities. And I tell you who I think it is, and you guys already know.
No, what I'm saying is that they have white women that have been attacked too, but what they're saying is that they are possessed by the devil. That's what causes the
response. These are evil Republicans trying to make people fear black people, black men. On the same time, when a black man running for president, all of a sudden, now we got black cannibal men. That's the thing.
Well, I don't know. Well, some people say because you're allowing gay marriage and now zombies coming out.
Because homosexual was allowed to marry.
They said all this was happening, man. They said, so you let that shit happen, the devil's going to start walking around the streets. I mean, hey, you know, it's allegorically speaking. understand that.
Like I said, again, that's just
that meant mentally dead.
Here.
You know that.
That's cool.
And the zombie
cool.
Says it's dead, right?
But
and
why
it's
why
dead,
all of a sudden zombies?
I just said, they're mentally dead, they eat people. Oh, mentally dead, going crazy. You can't stop, strong as fuck.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
So
body on fire.
Why the zombies didn't come out before the election year?
They probably, listen, my understanding, they've been in Miami for a minute, and that's why the Stand Your Ground law was out there. But, hey, Dana, how come ain't nobody standing out there protesting Zimmerman back on the streets again? Tell me that.
Right. You know what? I think about that.
What? Well, he got bail, Jimmy. He got bail.
Yeah, listen, he had bail the first time. That was enough, and everybody got mad at that time. They, you know, get his ass back. I mean, shit. I mean.
Well,
you know
they
what?
Figure
I mean?
They figure his time, his number, his day is a numbered anyway. Okay.
But no, no. He should be walking the streets. His bail should have been denied. Everybody say he should be denied because he has
been
to the African American community.
They just brought that dude in. They just brought that dude in to appease people. No, right here. They just brought him in to appease people. They knew they wasn't going to do nothing to him. They let him go. They wasn't going to stand your ground. That was about your who's your daddy's law. That's why Zimmerman got off.
Well, he's off. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Where's outrage?
Right. The outrage is... Hey, the outrage is because they let it ride out just long enough to get it off people's lines. That's all that was.
So because the media ain't reporting it no more, the media put it on the back burner, ain't nobody talking about it. And let me tell you something. If I don't come on every Monday, I don't get like 3 or 4 zombie stories. And this is me telling everybody. You don't hear nobody on the radio too tough talking about it, or on TV too tough talking about it. Chicago, they say Jesse Jackson got some bad salt out. They saying that shit here. Just saying. They said Junior got some bad salt snapped off. Matter of fact, they said that there's an actress back there. What's
no,
on the actress?
Cool. There we go. Here we go again, trying to call
hold
this here. I told you, you know Jesse Jackson Jr. ain't using no bad salt.
What was the actress that
maybe your boy,
married?
Maybe your boy got some bad salt overseas.
Give me more.
One
time, give me more. I almost freaked out. They called a paramedic. She said she had took some synthetic gray weed and started snapping the fuck out. She was losing it. I mean, hey, they almost bathed out.
Yeah, but I'm saying that this synthetic weed didn't just pop out this
she
year.
She was taking baths.
It's the essence, Jimmy. It's the spice. From what the boy in Texas said, he said he was smoking that incense, whatever the incense you buy over the counter, right? They call it spice or whatever. And they had him freak out and start eating a dog.
Yeah, but see, no, 395 is talking to here. The thing is that spice didn't just pop off this year. They didn't just invent spice this morning. So if spice is not new, why all of a sudden, during the time when it's time for the election, and we got a black man running for president, why is spice causing everybody to eat people? Spice been around for a minute. That ain't new.
This is my take on it, Dana. I feel this. Let me know y'all about it. What I feel is that it does not affect certain people certain ways. It's a mixture of something. If you consume that, and let's say you take a Heineken or some malt liquor or something else, then that infuse sets that thing off. Take that and something else. That and some water. That and some Pepsi. And that is some soda. It could be anything like carbonation from a pop. That's two,
you know,
and those two reactions set the thing off.
I'm going to tell you something.
If I was you and Sean,
I would be afraid. I would be afraid of a society that's causing, just trying to create fear in such a way that they're willing to blame black men on having these animalistic behaviors. It's bull. Let me tell you, if somebody drinks my liquor, if I drink my liquor because I'm a lightweight, I'm gonna fall down. I'm telling you right now, I'm on my butt. I'm gonna fall down. You got some that can take it like a champ. But it ain't gonna cause none of them to eat people. Not a one. It ain't gonna cause nobody to have no superhuman strength and take 6 bullets before they drop dead. That's not gonna happen. And so it's gotta be something else. And the fact that it's only targeting black men and the fact that it's only targeting black people is to me scary. And what I worry about is that somebody's trying to do some kind of an experiment on us. I guess I shouldn't say all
that's
night.
Why I was saying it's race. That's why I was saying it's race specific. It's a race specific drug.
It reacts
to certain people's genetic makeup.
Last week they reported a white woman in a maternity ward being zapped and snapped down with some tasers because they found her rolling around the bathtub. Bath sorted out.
What about that man who threw his intestines on the cops? Was he black or white?
White.
The one who cut out his intestines and started throwing on all the cops?
Black.
And like he was a white guy?
Dana's a white guy. Dana, I give you this. It has been, like, say, I will go here. It's been 60-40. But I cannot go and say it's been overwhelmingly black. I'm adding the Chinese case to the blacks to boost the numbers up. That's all I'm saying. Take that out. If I take that out, it'll be somewhere 40-30-20.
How do we know these people are not given some type of antipsychotic drug, some new drug they're pushing out here, but they just don't want to mention it? How do we know that?
Well, I don't know how shit goes in with all the part of town.
Because remember, they did find two capsules in old boy's stomach from
unidentified
substance.
Ain't nobody talking about that. See that? Ain't nobody talking about those capsules.
I was in Cleveland, Chapel City, but from my understanding, if you got bad drugs out there on the street, ain't nobody gonna buy that stuff from you, and you're gonna be outed out.
When you got bad drugs out there, then you don't get one person at a time. When you got bad drugs, the dope deal ain't just gonna single nobody out here. You get the bad batch, everybody else get the good batch.
Block got it. You went to the store and bought that. It's not like Russian roulette. And every fifth bottle is a crazy bottle. You know what I'm saying? Every third bottle is a crazy bottle.
It's like when they have salmonella in the lettuce or E. coli in the lettuce. Everybody that eats the lettuce gets sick. You don't just know one person gets sick and now we know we got E. coli poisoning. No. You're going to get the masses. And so then they'll say, ooh, something's going on with the lettuce. Everybody ate lettuce. They all sick. That's the common denominator. But right now, you got one over in Miami, then you got one down here in D.C., then you got one over here and one over there. Come on, there's no bad facts.
But what's the deal with the bus driver in China that ate a lady's that ate a woman's face?
Okay, let's go here.
They said he was drunk.
They said he appeared drunk. They say he was drunk because he had some beers. The point I'm saying, that's why I said it could be a mixture of the beer or some alcohol and that set it out. That's what made me look at
the. If it was a beer, everybody, other people would have got the beer too.
No, what I'm saying is, it could be a certain brand of beer.
A combination
that mixed with that. It could be even this. It could be that, and some what's the nigga cigarette? The Salems. Or some, where black folks always smoke. Cools.
Menthol, Newports.
Newport. It could be that Newport. A Newport, and that might set the reaction off.
Yeah,
you know,
but Newport's been around for how long? About 40, 50, 60, 70 years?
No, what I'm saying is, no, the chemical reaction that caused that in your body. Let's say they know the effects of it. And if you want to trick it down to the bathroom, let's say they take all the bathroom, all the spice, all that, and break it down, and cannot find why it's causing that. I'm saying it could be a second agent that ignites the carcinogen in your body that caused that effect. It's difficult to trace.
Let's we're blaming on the Newport and we're blaming on the beer. You know, if that dude was at the bar drinking the beer, he ain't the only one that got one from the fresh cap and then smoked a cigarette. And what about secondhand?
You know what I'm saying?
There was an article that said that at Goldfish there's a certain worm that gets in goldfish, and it causes the goldfish to become a cannibal and eat all the other goldfish in the bowl, right?
Right,
and
but
that's what I'm saying.
If the worm getting all the goldfish gonna all act the same way. This
right,
one at a time.
Right. So how do we know that this is not like those capsules or whatever? We don't know what's inside those capsules or whatever.
How do we know it's not some kind
people
of real
popping
form of
pills?
Huh?
Because this is why I say because again.
Or some experiment.
And they had
right.
one chick in the hospital, one white chick in the hospital. One white chick takes ate a baby. Listen to the more the white women that are being caught up in this, they are writing it off as something as devil possession. If you Google
okay.
all that, just a whole lot. If you Google that in the last 5 or 6 years, you'll see the same type of symptoms in white folk. It's under different names. What I'm saying is, if it was an epidemic like I'm proclaiming it to be, you'll hear people talking about it right now. They're not trying to scare people. They're trying to scare people. Be a red alarm.
Dig this. The likelihood that somebody going to be doing drugs by themselves is very slim, right? You know how it is. I can't go down by myself. So I got to try to bring my partner on board so I don't feel bad and feel stupid, right? So, you know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, people don't just do stuff by themselves. You know what I mean? It's not one bank rob at a time. Usually it's more than one bank rob. You know, serial killers come single, but not in pairs. But when somebody is doing drugs, 9 times out of 10, they're going to call up their boy or call up their girl or call up their cousin or call up their best friend, somebody. And so why is it only affecting one at a time?
No, because a serious drug abuser always gets to the point to where they don't share. First, it starts out as a sharing thing, but then as they advance, it becomes a single thing. They have to do it on their own. They just don't share one bottle. They get the bottle to themselves. So that's not true.
So if a dope man going home, this guy looks like he's a serious drug user and he's trying to go and be off by himself. So I'm going to flip him the cannibal.
No, it's like what you said earlier.
So he could just shut up and show all the dope heads what not to do.
It's like what you said earlier. What did you say earlier? No, it's an experiment. You know, they put every third or fourth bottle. Huh?
I said bath salt. I said every third bottle is on every third bottle, huh? Not in all the bottles. So they can never track it down to one thing, right?
That's right. That's right.
Capsules in his stomach. He had no salt. He had capsules in his stomach.
Right, he had capsules.
That was just him. That was just him, but other people admitted to taking that stuff.
But the guy who took his intestines out, he probably had them same capsules. He was trying to get at them. He took his intestines out, threw them at the cops.
That's some scary stuff. I'm telling you right now. And as a black man, I would be so freaking afraid. Because all they do is they target one race and one gender. Ain't no drugs on target no one gender.
No, y'all been what I call Obama-esque, man. Nah, man. It's not a black and white issue. Whites been getting it. It ain't no capsules. People been admitting to them doing it. Period, you know.
Okay,
how did America
right
do, Tanner?
Okay, so all of a sudden, in the same year that we got a black man running for president, all of a sudden, only black men are cannibals. It's a way to create fear in society. It's a way to create fear in the society. And at the same time, checking out to see what's the reaction going to be to a certain thing. That's why it's not being given to the Mexicans. That's why it's being given one pill at a time. Because if they gave it to a bunch of people, folks would go crazy. You think they went off when Zimmerman shot that dude and murdered him? When Zimmerman murdered Trayvon, you think people went off when Zimmerman murdered Trayvon? He was about 15, make about 30 cannibals in society at one time. Let them run around eating some folks, and shut up. And watch folks lose their mind.
All right. We're coming to the end of the show. How was the basketball game, Sean, Dana?
Oh, my God. I just don't know. I'm happy.
Dreams tonight. That was the best double header. Go USA. It was off the chain. It was
off the chain. Presidents showed up. Americans came out and was
screaming and hollering for all the USA players. We did it right. We won both games. I feel good as an American today.
Who's we playing, Dana?
They play Brazil. Oh my God, Kevin Durant, Paul Pierce, Carmelo, Kobe Bryant. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying we need superstars. So we need superstars to win amateur basketball. We need superstars to win against other countries.
We need superstars to show how we do it right.
Oh shoot, man, that's not a game.
USA ain't playing.
That's just like getting a professional boxer into the ring of a U.S. Olympic gold. You know what I'm saying?
Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. God be with you.
Heartbreakers in the world. God gets us back, he makes us have precious little girls. This for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters. Yo, not saying that our sons are less important. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Not saying that our sons are less important. And I ain't trying to mess your thing up, but I just want to see you dream up. I finally understand, it ain't easy to raise a girl as a single man. Nah, the way mothers feel for their sons, how fathers feel for their daughters. When he date, he straight, chip off his own papa. When she date, we wait behind his door with a sword off, cause we think no one is good enough for our daughters. Love.
You want to say, Dana, before we get out of here?
I want to say I hate that I missed the show tonight, Jimmy. Sorry if I let anyone down. I really miss talking about Sean. I would have loved to finish talking about the topic of the road. And I'll definitely be here tomorrow. I'm feeling real good as I drive back for this basketball game.
Okay, check it out. We're going to still ride the checks for a minute. And they found a cure for AIDS. And my deal with it, and then born your girl. Hi, everybody.
Good night, Jimmy. Good night, Sean.
Get the motion right, trying to ride the wave. Did it life become so ocean like? Gotta show tomorrow, so the flight is happening tonight. Being soon too, I can't go back to an open fight. Now with life, I would love open near a steady shoulder, chasing you all through the day. My lonely nights and never.